JT to you.
Yeah.
it up, lighten it up, big ball, lighten ball blown up out there, the pickets are all pushy.
W4 WLV 739.
Okay, Joe, catch you later.
739, Joe.
739, Joe.
Still here, just driving into work also, I guess that's what everybody does this time of morning. Thank God there's no traffic. KC2 UQU.
KC2 UQU. That's a cute one. Interesting. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, that one's like a tongue twister. UQU. That is a that is a good one. It's like a tongue twister. I kind of like it. It's not bad. The I went to yesterday I drove up to Jersey. I had nothing else to do in the morning, so I left early, and I went to a ham fest over there in Toms River. Eh, it was small. You know, they said it was going to be big. It was pretty small, but I picked up, remember the old Gonset communicator things? I picked up one of them for $15. I picked up everything really cheap. I picked up an old Heathkit 2-meter radio with the power supply for $15. You know, I just picked up some cheap stuff because I like the old stuff, you know. Clean it up, make it look good, and I'll just put it in the shack. Whether it works or not, doesn't matter to me. I'll just set it up so it looks good. And I picked up a few things like that.
There's been a lot of stuff in the Hamfest and on eBay. If you look on eBay these days, there's a lot of stuff because people are trying to get rid of a lot of things. You know, extra money the way the economy is. If you want to get new stuff, you got to get rid of the old stuff.
Yeah, you live like I do. Not much room in this house. Hey, Greg, you haven't had the cook's tour yet. And we still have to get together on a few items that you might want to get squared away. Help you with that tape recorder and whatever. W2BAJ. What is UQ? What, a UQV? I don't know his handle. Anyway, Greg?
His handle was UQU, and his name was, I think he said Eugene. See, it works out good, UQU. Too bad his last name wasn't Quinn. Then it would really fit right in there. The, what do you call it? Yeah, the tape deck. I changed the belt. And I've never heard a tape deck sound so good as that one. I can't believe how good it sounds. And the guy gave me a bunch of recorded tapes with it. And he recorded them on Dolby. So it actually sounds better when I push the Dolby in, even though you may not like Dolby. And I bring back the highs with an equalizer. And what's amazing is you could tell that he recorded it off an album, like off an LP. He must have had a good system because you could only hear a little bit of, like, pops from the record in between the songs. You know, it's weird. You could tell that it was recorded from an LP, but not while the music is on. It sounds like a CD. It really, that I'll tell you, that's the best. That was the best sounding deck I've ever heard so far. I'm pretty happy. It all worked. I changed the belt myself, and it worked great. So I'm happy. UQU.
Yeah, the name is Eugene, and UQU, like I was telling, I believe, Greg, the FCC really gave me a doozy. What kind of tape deck was that? We used to fool around with, used to be a stagehand. We used to do pre-recorded shows with half-tracks, big old Technique half-tracks, and the things were just huge, and if you set them up right, just like you said, you never knew what they were.
Greg, see if I got it. If it sounds as good as a CD, Greg, it doesn't sound very good. That's for damn sure. CD will never approach vinyl. Not in your lifetime or mine. H2BAJ. Greg?
Yeah, BAJ is the one to talk to. He's got all kinds of strange stuff like that. It was a TIAC X1000R, which was probably came out in the late 80s. You know, early 80s is what I'm guessing. It's a beautiful tape deck. It's you know, it's computer controlled, and it's got the, you know, the auto reverse and the Dolby, which BAJ doesn't like too much. And it's only quarter inch tape. you know, it's basically for a homeowner, but it does accept 10.5-inch reels with the nav adapters on there. But it's a beautiful deck. I have one in black, and I have one in silver. So I have one on each side of my stereo system, and people come in, and they're like, wow, I never saw anything like that. You know, some people who have seen them are used to the 7.5-inch reels. You're used to the 10s because you had the half-track recorders. You probably use like a TAC AN80, not AN80, that's a noise reduction unit. You probably use the TAC 8, whatever it's called. 8 or 80, I forgot what it was called, but it had the 8-track or more than that.
Now, these were Techniques, I forget the model number on them. Panasonic Techniques units, and they're actually quarter-inch tape, and it was half-tracks because the tape was the right channel, half the tape was the left channel. So you only played the tape one way. It was very interesting. But it's funny the way we're comparing these to CDs now, because you look at sound and you look at audio now, and years way back when the digital domain first came in, everybody was so excited about it. It was so clean and it was so nice. It sounded like you were there with the band. And if you look at recordings now and you know, something like Pro Tools, which is a professional, I don't know if you guys are familiar with that, professional sound recording system that you can actually do, take your little Mac laptop and record CD quality stuff, but they actually have plugins for the scratches you used to get on records, a little bit of dirt and the popping and a little bit of hiss to lay over the digital tracks, so now it sounds like records and you know, things like that, so it's just... It's funny how things come full circle.
Roger, Roger. Well, dude, it could be a J. No, I have a full track FX. I have half track FX. And quarter track FX. And, no, Dolby is, you don't do anything to the original sound. That's my philosophy. Record it as it is real. And then keep the master intact and modify it the way you like. It's just like computer programs and stuff. Audio recording on the computer, video recording. You get the master, which has a lot of wasted space on them sometimes, but leave it alone, take it apart and redo it and do it the way you want, but keep the master just in case. Greg?
Yeah, I have these reel-to-reels from Frank Sinatra in 1957 when he was recording at the studio. They were actually studio reel-to-reels. It says owned by Sinatra family, property of Sinatra family on it. And those were bought for $3,000 at an auction. They're originals. And you don't really get many songs because it took them almost the whole tape to get one song down. It was the original as they were trying to mix the song down at the studio. And that Frank Sinatra, boy, he was a tough, let me tell you, he was a tough dude. And it's funny to listen to the tape because he'll start playing and singing, then all of a sudden he stops. And he starts yelling at the band, and he's like, are we on the same page of music? And he starts cursing. And then he'll say, he'll start doing the song like, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And he goes, all right. Now listen, start snapping your finger. I'm snapping my fingers. Drummer, follow me. What are you, blind? Follow me now. Listen to this. You're deaf. And the drummer starts doing the little clicks with his sticks. And then they start the song over. It's funny. And they do it over and over again. And he was a tough guy. He sounds like a mafia kind of guy when you hear him in the original studio form. I won't dare make copies of it because it'll devalue whatever I happen to have. So... And like I said, $3,000. That's why I don't give them out or anything.
There's actually, if you look around, there's actually a documentary about when Sinatra and the boys were filming Ocean's 11 and how testy he was. And he would walk in, do one take, lay down what he did, what he needed to do, and then walk out. And that's all he did. He would, you know, walk in for a scene, do it once, whether you liked it or not, that was it, and he would go gamble again. KC2UQU and 2BAJ.
That's not too good idea. I've had my share of problems in my early days. Anyway, Greg Edwin, you got, well, we get together sometime. Let me show you some of the ropes of audio. That's my specialty. Of course, now with my limited eyesight, very limited, blind, legally blind, and the hearing drops down to telephone quality, but I still have the apparatus here. I just sold the Ampex 350, but I got an AG44 series that I need a part for, putting in one channel. And I don't get around to get these things anymore. All this ancient stuff. But that's solid state anyway, all the rest is tube. All my recordings are tube except for the Pioneers. And Greg, he didn't tell that. What's his name there? Eugene, about the wire recorder you saw in my high fidelity system. Greg?
I'm still actually amazed about that. That was an amazing thing, because I've never seen anything like that. He's got this thing that would actually record sound onto a wire, I guess before tapes were invented. I guess way before tapes were invented. It's called a wire recorder. It's the strangest thing I've ever seen, and apparently it worked. I don't know how it worked. It must have put a magnetic field onto the wire. I don't know how it did it, like a regular piece of wire that goes back and forth. It really, very strange. That's interesting. Who makes that? And it was just like regular copper wire?
The one I got in the system is a Webcore. Not because it is normally part of the system, but in the church we have quite a big organ. I love pipe organ. I get to do all the recording. And various members would come in. You know, I ran the tape ministry, and they'd come in with a little bag full of something or other, hand it to me and say, Joe, I know this is music of some kind, but I don't know what to do with it. And I opened it up, and of course, they're wired. So I went home and dug my wire recorder out of the basement, which was down there for over 20-some-odd years. It's a 1939 item. And put the tapes, the wires on the tape for them. Now I'm putting the wires on CDs. That's always something. Only thing I don't have, Eugene, is a cylinder phonograph. My grandmother threw hers away because she knew I'd be interested in it. I was only a little punk kid then. Now I'm a big punk kid. Alpha Sierra Sierra talking about Corbett.
Yeah, that's true. UQU is complaining about his. How about that? If my, I don't know if you realize what my call actually was by listening to it, but if you think about it, Alpha Sierra Sierra. I actually like my call now, because I'll talk to people. Like, there was a guy at that ham show, and he's like, you know, I heard you on there. You know, it's funny, they remember. You know, they always remember me, even if they only hear it once.
Yeah, I picked that up right from the beginning. I was wondering, how did the FCC let that one slip by? Or did they realize somebody must have been sleeping that day? But, it's still, I can't even say UQU pretty quick. It's just, I gotta think about it before I say it, or I get tongue-tied with it.
Eugene, I knew what K-A-2-M-Y-M changed his call, and it was W-2-A-S-S, which I thought was kind of strange. But evidently, he has quite a few relatives in the family that have, and they all have the A-S-S as a, as what comes after the two, you know, for the number. They're down in Florida now. And one of them is in Costa Rica, I think. Anyway, I got to get ready to get the doggies out and all that stuff. I'll let you guys carry on, and we'll do it again sometime. You have a good day, and I'll kind of listen to go around, okay, Greg? And don't worry about that other thing. When it happens, it happens. WA2BAJ, nice meeting you, Eugene. Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, the that's funny, the W-2, off of a W-4, who apparently is his brother. I bought something, I don't remember what it was. I bought something off him, and I don't remember exactly what it was. Oh, I also just picked up a Yaesu 990, and that's good, because now I have the old and as new as I'm ever going to get. So I have, like, both. So now I have a really, now my station is coming together. You know, and that guy gave me a good deal. I got the, I only paid, what did I pay? $450 for that radio. That's like a $900 or $1,000 radio. You know, so I'm pretty happy about that. Plus, he gave me this voice recorder thing that he plugs into the back of the radio. I guess if you're doing contest thing, you could just digitally record your voice and hit the button, and it'll send it out, so you don't, you save your voice a little bit, and you don't get tongue twisted, like if you have a UQU kind of call sign. So, I got that, I'm pretty happy. Now I forgot what I was going to say. I don't remember. But that guy made a website, W4. He made a website for all the ASS call signs. So, it's pretty funny. I didn't know you knew those guys.
I thought they were supposed to have some kind of computer system to pick up on those things. That's just interesting. Well, I'm also pulling into work here. Greg, it was very nice talking to you. I'll probably be around, usually traveling this time of morning every day. Going to Kennedy Airport, so. Greg, you have a good day, and I'll probably catch you tomorrow morning. KC2 UQU.
Okay, take care, Eugene. I know a guy named Lou. He's short, a little bit stocky. He looks like a biker dude. Works for Kennedy Airport. I don't know exactly what he does. I think he deals with the luggage and stuff. I'm not really sure. But he works for Kennedy also. Who knows? You may know him. He usually works nights, though. All right, well, get on. You'll enjoy the morning show. There's a crazy group of guys that get on here every morning on the way in.
Thank you very much, and gentlemen. Have a good day. Good to see you, clear.
Enjoy the morning show. I'll be listening on and off, but you got to get something accomplished. I don't feel very well. That's one of the problems. Thank you, Alpha Sierra Sierra. Well, WA2BAJ, Mass 73.
Alright, take care, Eugene, and take care, bad apple juice. And, yeah, try to make yourself feel better. I don't feel good either. My throat is killing me. I can't swallow. But, you know what? I'd rather go to work and make money and be miserable than sit home and be miserable. So, I go to work because I need the money. Alright, take care. You guys both have a good day. And I'll be on the side listening.
C-U-A-R.
T-J-C, N2-A-S-S.
N2-Z-E-P.
Oh, man, now we got a whole crew. Hi, JC, you take it, and you got to send it to Z-E-P, I think it was.
Good morning, gentlemen, good morning. I just heard you say, Greg, you got a sore throat. So do I. Actually, no, so does my wife. I got a cold that I can't shake off. And my little girl, I think, is starting to get that on top of what she had. So this little kid's been sick for almost 3 weeks now. How's yours doing? And, I think it was N-E-Z. Please take it.
Call is November 2, Zulu, Echo, Papa. Okay, guys, if you guys are both sick, do me a favor, don't sneeze into the mic. I don't want to catch it. Greg?
I put a little rag over my microphone just to stop anything that may transmit through the air like that. You know, if it comes through. If the repeater gets it, forget it. Then we'll send it out to everybody. So that's why I'm trying to do what I can. And I wipe it down with alcohol, too. Yeah, the kids, My little guy, he's just starting to get better, but he's been sick for a solid month. And it wasn't bad until last week with the high fevers. And then now he's took a turn for the better. But him, you know, sleeping in bed with him at night, you know, because I was worried because he does go get those fetal seizures from a temperature spike. I want to stay up with him. He has a habit of, like, coughing right in your face, and I think that's what got me. But if you have a sore throat, that's probably just your tonsils or whatever it is fighting off the infection. So that's a good sign, actually, your body's fighting it. So we may not get sick, we'll just be uncomfortable for a couple of days with a bad throat. And back to JC.
JB2NQN Mobile on the viaduct.
Good morning, NQN. I sent you an email. For some reason, I can't find your regular email. So I sent it to what's listed on QEZ, which is Opt Online. So if you could check that. I needed that, the mechanic's address. That's what it was for. So whenever you get a chance. And, yeah, I've had that sore throat since last week. I don't know. It's been on and off. Some days it's really bad, some days it's okay. This weekend it's been, starting yesterday, it's been really hard. I mean, really sore. To the point where I don't want solids. So, I don't know. Plus the sinus stuff. So, yeah, I'm wiping down my microphone so the repeater doesn't get sick. I didn't catch the name on the November 2 call. I got the call, but not the name, so please take it.
Okay. First, name here is Gary. Second, you didn't give it over to Steve. So, Steve, I'll recognize you. You pick it up and hand it over to Greg.
Okay, thanks, Harry. N2PEZ, KB2NQN Mobile. Thank you very much for recognizing me. I am north and east of the repeater on Northern Boulevard. However, I am west of the viaduct for those checking on the scanner. I had my one-day cold about 3 weeks ago. Came and went. I had the upper version of it, head cold, stuffy nose, that kind of thing. Not the lower extremity one, which seemed to be running around. And I don't know, it's they've got us so used to the controlled hand washing at the facility that I just, I don't know, I don't go berserk at home, but I do wash my hands. It's not OCD either there, Gary. I know you're going to jump on that bandwagon momentarily. Anyway, I hope you guys will feel better. Yeah, yesterday was nice, but unfortunately my dog is ill, so I had to do a trip to the vet. She's got hopefully just a urinary tract infection, but she's also got conjunctivitis. How sweet. JC?
Sorry about that. I skipped you. Gary, please take it.
Okay, now we somehow managed to skip Greg. Okay, we'll get this rotation sooner or later. Steve, you give it to Greg. Greg gives it to JC. JC gives it to me. Let's keep it in that rotation. And I hope everyone's feeling better. Steve?
Thanks, Harry. N2PEZKB2NQN Mobile. Sorry about that. Go ahead, Dragula.
No problem. I went to that ham fest in Jersey. I went there. It was very small. But you know what? The prices they had were cheap. What they did have, it was small, but the prices were cheap. I picked up a Heath Kit frequency counter, like a 2040 it's called. It's big. It was nice, actually. Very nice shape with the manuals and all. I paid $15 for that. And this is funny. I picked up a Gonset Communicator 3, with the little crystals in the front there. You guys were talking about Gonsas. I picked that up for $15. I thought that was cute. And I picked up a Heathkit 2-meter with the power supply for $15. Everything was about $15. And I picked up a Turner Super Sidekick mic. That thing looked brand new. And I picked that up for $30. But I used to like those mics, so I picked up one of them. And on the internet, I picked up a Yaesu 990. So that's what I got this weekend. Over to JC.
Alright, sounds like you did good. I'm going to go to the next Hamfest and look for a whole bunch of stuff that I need. And who knows? Who knows? Maybe there's an HF rig that I could get into for a good price. Or I'll just hold off. There's so many things to spend money on, you know? So many things. So many things I want. All my hobbies are so damn expensive. That's always been the case. I was going to say... Steve, how is it that you get your audio so loud? Because out of all of us, I always have to turn back the dial when you come on. And Greg and I were looking through our instruction manual and still cannot figure out how to make that audio come louder. Although, I've been told mine is good and Greg's is perfect, but he's been looking into that and we haven't figured out what to do on it. So, on the next go-around, I think it's, Steve, it's your turn in the queue. If not, sorry. KC, DTJC.
Steve, where'd you go?
Alright, I'll talk a little bit lower. I've been working out, that's why my audio is very strong. I go to the gym. I'm sorry, I'll talk a little lower.
Anyway.
Oh, by the way, JC, the email that I use mostly is mycall@yahoo. Very easy. mycall@yahoo. So that'll get it to me. And I'll get you that information. I got to talk to the human tripod today anyway. He told me that my tires aren't available anymore. I find that hard to believe. Goodyear radial TAs, you know, the Wranglers, like the most popular tire that they make in the world. I don't understand. But perhaps he's got an answer. Maybe they're discontinued. Maybe he's right. I can't see it. Garish?
Okie doke. So you got tire problems now. I guess once the car gets that much mileage on it, it's good for a new set of shoes. So, and the question that I have for you, Steve, is the email address kb2nqn@yahoo, or is it mycall@yahoo? God, the guy who owns mycall@yahoo is probably getting a lot of mail. Greg?
That is pretty funny. I was going to say it as a joke. mycall@yahoo.com. That is pretty funny. You know, I should have done that too. You just use your call sign, but... what can you do? You know what I don't like, which is kind of scary. If you type in your call sign into a Google search, look how much stuff comes up on you. Mine comes up with my name, address, and phone number. Within a second, you know, the first thing that comes up if you put my call in Google search, you know, it's amazing. Or if you put your name in Google search, you'll be in shock how many things actually come up on you. You know, like Steve, the first thing that comes up is the guy with the loud audio. First thing, loud audio and Raceway Park commercials. All right, JC, over to you.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with the loud audio. We're just wondering how you do it. If it's a matter of speaking louder, or if it's a matter of you got super duper equipment. That was our question. My question. That was it. And alright, I'll send you an email from now on to your call sign at yahoo.com. And as far as tires, I've been getting them at Costco. They seem to have the most agreeable price on tires lately. I don't particularly like those other companies. They have too many good deals, but they're all seconds on tires. So, you know, if they failed, why are they selling them? But I guess they didn't fail catastrophically or won't fail catastrophically. Who's to tell? Steve, over to you.
DC2 OLA.
Master Chef Mike recognized. Sounding a little hoarse. Maybe you were at Aqueduct yesterday. Hey, you better be okay for tonight's big game. Go Heels. All right, I'm just coming up to the Cross Thistle Parkway. Kind of weird traffic pattern today. A lot of cars heading west on the Northern Boulevard. And I don't know why. I don't know why that is. Anyway, all right. No, it's not at your call at Yahoo. It's at my call at Yahoo. And, yeah, that guy probably does get a lot of hate mail. A lot of hate mail. Gary, why don't you send my bill to my call at Yahoo? That would be great. And last night was opening day for the baseball season. Everybody should be happy. Mike, are you happy? Or are you still at Aqueduct? I'll give it to you, and you could give it over to Harry and to PEZ.
Good morning, everybody. Hope everybody's doing well. And I thought that the bill would go to your call at Yahoo. Well, forget that. Anyway, good morning to all. Just traveling that big superhighway all the way out east. And it is a weird weather pattern because there's a lot less traffic out this morning. Don't know why, but it is. Garish, over to you. KC2OLA.
Good morning, Mike. You seem to have cleared your throat. And I'd love to know why the weather pattern has to do with traffic. But if we're talking about the weather, I'm driving in, and to the west, it's nothing but heavy cloud cover. Now that the sky's getting lighter, you can see. Are we in for some rain today, folks? Greg?
We're going to get swamped today. It's raining above us. It's just not making it to the ground. But we're going to get swamped. And, JC, the reason those guys have better audio is I think Steve's on an HF radio that goes down here. I think he's on a 706. I'm not sure. 703 or 706, ICOM. And that other guy who came in with the, who had the raspy voice at first, he's got good audio too. I think that's what it is. It's just a different radio. And Steve also has that kind of sexy voice quality that just wants to be transmitted. Over to you, JC.
All right. That was some good information there. I'm sure it's much appreciated by Steve and the raspy voice guy. I think both of them have crank called my house once upon a time. But, oh no, that was a heavy breather. Let me see what I was going to say. Oh yeah, talking about mail. There's some people out in the Iowa Valley. USPS has officially discontinued their mail. I wonder if that's constitutional or not. But they are in such a bad area, up in the sticks or in the mountains, that they have to have their mail delivered by plane. they're located so remotely that only by plane can you service them. So now they're going to have to get in their own plane and fly out to the post office to get their own mail. How about that? KC2TJC, Steve?
Just a plain lie. Iowa? Is this heaven? Oh, well. All right. Yeah, I'm using a 706, 705, whatever you want to call it. Doesn't matter. It's one of those compact HF rigs that works pretty good. I'm very impressed, and I know that you're impressed, and I'm impressed. My Kenwood 742 seems to have taken a dump again. I was using that at the bunker. It seems to have fizzled out again. I got to get back into that. That's the most expensive rig I ever bought that didn't work. It's a shame. It's got a host of problems, a gaggle of problems. And for those keeping score, Greg, no fluid transfer this week, and I had the kids. Thusly, no fluid transfer. In case that was your next question. Master Chef?
KC2-OLA. Yes, clear the frog in the throat. And this is some weather pattern. No fluid transfer. Did you ever make it out east? You could tell me that on the next round, Skeevy. And Iowa. Iowa. What is even in Iowa? I have no clue. Gary?
Steve, you disappoint all of us. We look forward to Monday morning for one reason and one reason only, to find out what the exploits of the not quite normal one were over the weekend. And you're telling me there was no fluid transfer, not even saliva. Oh, boy. I'm just disgusted with you, Steve. Greg?
Oh, he got it this weekend. Steve got it. He was alone, but he got it. JC.
I can't even follow it up with the comments. Iowa. Or Idaho. I don't know. One of the two. And I don't know what's there. Potatoes, corn, something like that. Somebody's waving to me. I'm not sure who it is. Ah, okay. All right. Take it.
Remember, C, self-love is good love. This is KB2NJC.
Lee from the wilds of Jersey, checking in. Alrighty. Okay. You know, I didn't... Actually, she came over on Saturday, and there was some saliva, but I didn't count that in the context of fluid transfer, but if you want to count it, then I guess I was successful. Gary, so thanks for bringing that up, but whatever your name is over there, Gary, Harry, Mary, thank you for recognizing that. Okay. We had a... For those that were in on Friday morning, that was a spirited QSO in the morning. Very interesting stuff. Hope everybody had a couple of chuckles. There's something else I wanted to mention. I don't remember what it is. Jeepers. Only 3 days of work for the kid this week. Wednesday will be my last day, and then I'm off with the kiddies. And no, Master Chef, I did not make it out east because my dog was ailing, so I had to hang around with her. And she's doing okay. Urinary tract infection. She's doing okay. Triple Bill, over to you. And you can turn it over to... to Master Chef Mike. I'm sorry. Losing it here.
See, my wife would have been very upset with those food transfers, which she keeps on asking every Monday. Well, what happened over the weekend? We may have her hooked in this. Very scary, man. Go ahead, Mike.
Let me see if I have it.
Supposed to go to Mikey.
Let's see if I'm not stepping on anybody. Alrighty. So, successful transfer of one type of fluid or another. As Greg said, I'm not even going where Greg said. But, alright. A-OK on the dog, that's a good thing. I can see how you you would need to stay home and help convalesce. That's very appropriate. And I still don't get the Iowa or Idaho or... I wouldn't even think that the government would spend money to deliver mail by a plane. But they spend money on other things that are also so idiotic. But what the hey? Greg, over to you. KC2, what will I?
Well, I could say hello to NJC. I talked to him over the weekend. Yeah, I was working on putting my radio in the trunk over the weekend. And I had a, you know, I brought the wires to the back. I drilled a hole through the firewall, make sure everything is clear, nothing there. Somehow there was a wire. I caught a wire, a harness of wires with the drill bit. It figures. I lost my power door locks, my power trunk. So I had to go find that and re-splice that back together. Annoying, stupid thing. But it's all back together. And I'm at work, so this is going to have to be my final. But, yeah, Steve, you got to keep us posted. That should be the first requirement when you, as soon as you get the break, you got to let us know what's going on with Asian Arrow and everything else. All right. I will talk to you guys later. I hope you all have a great day, and I will catch you guys later. I'm at the work location, and I'm going in. And to Alpha Sierra, Sierra out.
All right there, Greg, 73-2. Have a good day at work. And, I'm surprised. I thought you had an American vehicle. They usually have enough. You know, the firewall is like Swiss cheese. There's grommets all over the place. I think that's what they're called. I had no trouble. I had one that was like 2 inches large just to pass a harness that was, you know, as thick as a pencil. So I used that one. But, yeah, and all the cars that I ever had, you know, they're usually a lot of spaces through the firewall, especially if they're American, you know. I don't know why they do that, but it's good to use if you want to bring down any wiring from the engine compartment. Bill, NJC, how are you doing? How's your daughter? And I'm not sure if Steve signed now. If Steve doesn't take it, I think the order is MasterChef. If not, Greg. I'm sorry, Gary. KC, 2TJC for ID.